Good morning, good people. I'm Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning, we're joined in the studios by Miss Ayana Matthews, who first came to us a few years ago to talk about Japan Fest, and she's back to talk to us about an international aerospace series that's kicking off in Florida in November. Ayana, welcome back.
Minasan, ohayou gozaimasu, mo ikkai, yoshiku onegai itashimasu. Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for having me back, Ms. Kiplin.
I am so glad you're back, and now we've got Japan again.
Yay!
So, tell our listeners, number one, how did you come to be involved in this International Aerospace Series, and what it means, and why we all should be interested?
Well, so the company Gardner Matthews has been going undergoing some severe changes. We have added business development to our portfolio, and through some success in last year with executing some customized or specialized events such as Aerospace and Aviation Summit, we have launched the International Aerospace Series. And what that means is that we will launch four events within the series. And the first of those will be the Florida Conference, which is scheduled to take place November 14th and November 15th at Daytona Beach. And Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University is our host. And so we're so incredibly thankful for their generosity in hosting this Florida conference for us. And we are extending invitations to all of the companies in aerospace, tier one through tier four, aerospace-related companies to come and join us. We're reaching out to Georgia, obviously, to Alabama, to Washington State, California, and our international invitations have been extended to India, Indonesia, Germany, the UK, the Netherlands, Brazil, and Israel.
Ayana, this sounds so exciting. And one of the things I want to share before the next question is that when you look at the economy and where jobs are growing, one of those segments is aerospace engineering and aerospace development. But before we even get there, could you just explain to our listeners how a young African-American girl from the old Fourth Ward is putting on an international aerospace summit?
Tenacity, opportunity, walking through the door and looking around challenges, and I'm being very confident in skills, and I'm seeing opportunities where others are not looking. You know, obviously there are few women in the aerospace industry to begin with, and to see people of color in general, and particularly an African-American woman, I think I'm setting a very new standard for acceptance in this industry. The people that I've, and I've worked with various industries. I've worked with finance, I've worked with manufacturing, I've worked with technology, I've worked with education, as you know. And but the people who function in the aerospace, they are creative, they are very open to development, and they're designed, like they must be wired to think outside of the box. So I think my background and my education and my preparedness in business has definitely enabled me to be very confident in this space. And then I'm working with people who are very accepting of me. You know, I'm a multilingual, I understand business, and I'm trying to derive ways to make them money. So everybody likes to see me come walking in the door. And, you know, and I'm also a great problem solver. I love planning. I love logistical, strategic planning that's going to make sense for everyone. And so coming from where I'm from, I'm in the best place in my life right now.
I am so excited about this opportunity. Again, not only because I know the aerospace industry is growing, but when you think about the African-American community, culturally, it's a very innovative set of people.
Yes.
A very creative culture in our community. And this is something that our young people should consider and should think about. How would some of those young people become involved or learn more about the opportunities in the aerospace industry?
So one of the segments of the Florida conference, particularly because it will be in the United States and it's going to be at Embry-Riddle's campus, we're hoping that primarily college students, maybe some high school, but primarily college students will understand how to prepare for jobs in this field. And this is extending to law, finance, as well as the technologies. And so by being involved, by coming and participating and learning what the future employer will be looking for, now they can go back and look and reassess their classes. They can reassess the types of internships or summer jobs that they would look for in order to build a stronger CV that will make them more attractive for that type of customer or client, or in this case, future employer.
And so beyond young people and students, we've got a startup environment here in Atlanta. We've got an innovation center here on the campus of Clark Atlanta University, where students are coming with, you know, these wonderful ideas. A lot of people don't know, but the gentleman who created the Musical.ly app is actually a graduate of Clark Atlanta University and comes out of that innovation center. So as we start to think about all of these kind of segments and groups, beyond young people, who are some of the other folks in our listening audience who should consider being a part of this conference?
Definitely those who are involved with international business development, those engineers who specialize in cybersecurity, technicians, obviously, because there actually is, you know, there's some job shortage. You know, I'm not sure how many people are willing to move to the state of Florida and enjoy all of the sunshine that the state has to offer, but there are incredible opportunities in those areas.
And you mentioned international development, and I know I share this with entrepreneurs and, you know, people who are starting their businesses. 99% of the world is not in the United States.
Exactly.
So it's always better to position your product as a multinational product because there are more customers.
Exactly.
If for no other reason than that.
Right. I mean, you know, to be able to offer your services and what you bring to the table to beyond American companies, because, you know, as an American, we have certain knowledge and skill set in marketing, for example, that is very uniquely different than what is offered in Japan, for example. And then just being able to communicate a different way is attractive to a lot of these people as well, a lot of those organizations.
So you mentioned Japan, and I'm going to go back there just for a minute because that's kind of where you started. You were a young person who joined the JET program, which
yes.
is teaching English in Japan.
Right.
But you took that program beyond just the class. How were you able to do that? And how has that impacted what you're currently doing?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I not tooting my own horn, but I've generally and always taken a certain position to extend beyond what was just written in the job description. You know, Japan English teaching, which is the, you know, what JET stands for. You know, a lot of people, they went and that's exactly what they did. They wanted to do the you know, repeat after me. But I have always understood that in order to truly share who you are, your background, your culture, you have to do a little bit more. So when I was a JET, I hosted various events on a monthly basis, and there were only two. I actually was going through my roster yesterday. There was only two events that I repeated the whole 3 years that I was in Japan. And so they were to not only expose the Japanese people to American English culture, because we do have our own English speaking culture here, as well as African American, which is uniquely different, but also the other 71 other English speaking countries in this world. So, you know, I hosted a Kenyan curry party, a Sri Lankan dinner party. You know, we did a fish fry, you know, we made tomato and okra. And so having that ability to bring people together in a safe environment for them to ask questions and for them to not only exchange with me, but also to interchange is very much what I'm doing here with this summit or with this Florida conference. So I want to bring the businesses that are looking for various needs. I'm bringing the international community right here so we can understand what do you guys need and can we help solve some of your problems. And then also some of the international components are going to also be speaking to other international people. And that's just what I do, Kiplin. I bring people together. I'm a great connector for success. And so what I did in Japan was only a small part of what I'm growing into with launching the International Aerospace Series.
I am just so proud of you.
Thank you.
This International Aerospace Series, this is a conference for businesses to come together. Those businesses will influence each other and have growth. And this is a series. So
yes.
This first event is taking place in Florida, Daytona Beach at Emory Riddle, November 14th and 15th. What is next for this series?
So the Florida conference, we decided to launch it in Florida because of so many great things. I mean, we've been all seeing the news. I mean, there's a Tesla in the sky right now. I actually saw that from my apartment. So, you know, there's a lot of history being made. And then the state of Florida is looking to grow and expound upon this very lucrative industry. You know, Orlando with, you know, the parks and recreation. I want to also break away from that type of stereotype that, you know, oh, just go down there and play. There's serious business that's happening in Orlando. And by offering this conference, it's shedding light to what opportunities exist just 1 hour flight away from Atlanta. So if there are people here in the aerospace industry, just hop on a flight. It's 1 hour worth your time to go and experience or be a part of this 2-day conference. And trust me, no one's going to be dissatisfied. So I hope I answered your question.
No, and that was perfect. An hour away, but you will be able to engage and share with the world, this
right.
international audience
right.
of aerospace technology and companies and people.
Exactly. So it is basically functioning as a business matchmaking. So we're doing private or customized business matchmaking. So people who are registering under that component, you know, they'll be sharing specific information about the services and the technologies that they have in exchange for partnerships, in exchange for licensing, or for future clients. And then we will have breakout sessions, and we will also have an evening reception.
So for our listeners, if you are just even slightly intrigued and you want more information, where do they go?
Absolutely. I invite anyone who's interested in participating or joining or even sponsoring the International Aerospace Series Florida Conference to reach out to me. My name is Ayana Matthews, and they can give me a call at area code 407-393-8503. And if you're a little bit shy, you can please send an email to Gardner Matthews. That's GardnerMatthews at gmail.com. And no, I did not make a mistake. My last name is only with one T. So it's GardnerMatthews at gmail.com, or you can give me a call.
Thank you, Ayana, so much for having our second international splash with Japan being Japanese being spoken. And thank you for all that you're doing as a business connector to increase success for our community and the international community as a whole.
Thank you so much, Kiplin. Thank you very much, WCLK, for inviting me and for always encouraging and supporting me. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. And I look forward to coming back again with even more extraordinary news for you.